be a consistent view of the Ramban here. The Ramban disagrees with the Balamor and thinks that the Chetzah, Geziza, is not the Davar Shenigzaz, but the larger Chetzah, what's left over. That's why it's on the case of Lakshan Srikhalagufa. Whereas the Malamor and some of the other Rishonim think that the Davar HaNigzaz is what we're interested in. Then it's other repercussions in terms of Shiurim, Gezizas Seir Lavan, as we discussed already. Right, it's Chashuv if you have only one white hair, but it's not Chashuv because you want the white hair, otherwise it certainly would be two. It's because you've removed it. So it's again a situation where the chashivos and the shir is in the Ein Tzricha L'Gufa part, according to the Rishonim, would think that what's left over is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and Geziza. If you hold like the Ramban, you might have no problem for both reasons. Number one, according to the Ramban, we see a shir can take place in the Ein Tzricha L'Gufa component, if you really holds that way, Kufi Aleph to explain Kufi Aleph. And number two, the issue doesn't come up according to the Ramban anyway, because according to the Ramban, Geziza is about what is left, not what is cut off. So either way, that is the Davar Chashuv. Yeah.
I just wanted to Ramban, it's the closest
is on
the
left, the connection
to the Malacha
of Korea. Say again?
Korea.
Why Korea?
There it's...
Korea is Almanas Lidfar. So it is to, in a way, to, it is, you're not interested in what you're doing, but, you know, in but Korea Vada Slitpar possibly is a hefsher for Tfira. In that sense, it's a little different. In other words, you don't, in Geziza, you want to be clean-shaven. Right? So it's not, that's an end. It's an end in its own right. There's another Rishon is saying that in Geziza, you're interested in the hair. Or you're interested in the fingernails. Now you have to explain why isn't that always on the same surface of the group? Because you're usually not interested in those things. That's what you're. The malacha is removing fingernails, removing hair, removing a scab. Right? So they have to explain why isn't that always in surface of the group? And that's you say like Rav Balamar, that's its nature. In surface of the group is a problem when it's counter its nature, and here that's what its nature is. The Ramban is saying, no, you're interested in, purging your skin of blemishes. You're interested in purging your upper lip of, your mustache. You're interested in removing, you're becoming clean shaven. But in a sense, so the cheft is different, the focus is different, but it's an intrinsic act. It's a malachas tikkun v'tzricha l'gufa on the thing itself. Whereas Korea, especially Korea, Amanas Litvor, you're right. You're half right, meaning it's true that we're not interested in what you're tearing, right? We're interested in ultimately in improving the object itself. But the point is that there it's an interim stage. It's amanas, especially if you take like the Bali Tosis and so on, that it's the first step of Tvira. It's pre-Tvira. It's like, again, Bechika is pre-Ksiba, and so on. So in that sense, it's a little bit different. But it has an overlap. Okay. The classic cases of gozes that are known to us are which? Are the case of the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? Elikai?
Tzemer.
Okay, so gozes, tzemer, melamala, tzemer, or whatever. That's a classic case of geziza. Then you have ayin da'ot of a base. What's on ayin da'ot of a base? Go ahead. Is it clear whether the animal is alive or not? No. Yeah. Tolish Knaf, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we have Tlishas Kana, and we have question Tzvias Samer, whether that's Kedarah or Shalok Kedarah, but clearly if it was Gezizas Samer, which is in the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah case, that's for the that's what they use for the that's what the Samanim were, you know, were used on to make the Urias and so on. These are classic cases of Geziza. So it's Tlishas Kana and Samer. Okay. What else? Anything else? That's Tzadi, that's Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Then you have Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. You have some cases there, right? What's that? Mishnah? Notel?
And also Tikhonav, Zubizu, Abishimav, Batein Sar, Batein Shlamo, Batein Kano, Batein Amutela, Batein Amutela, Batein Amutela,
okay, so what's the issue? The issue is Kederach or Shalok Kederach, right? But clearly, if you did it Kederach, why would you be chayiv? What? Yeah, so it's Tziparnayim, Shinayim, Sa'aros, right? Skado. So it's hair, it's nails.
Eyelashes,
meaning things that facial and other hair, okay, and tziponai. Okay, good. So these are so we have tzemer, kanaf, sear, and tziponai. These are the classic cases of geziza. Okay. In all the cases, is it clear whether to do with chayim or mes?
No.
Rashi on the riff?
Rashi on the riff
has to be chayim. And Ramban, Rambam. Even lachar misa. If it's lachar misa, so obviously you have to eliminate. Yeah. Okr davar migidulo, the you know the okr davar migidulo of chai. It could be mimokom she nizgadol bo, okay, maybe. It could still be mimokom chiburo, but there's no you know equivalent of piso kayinika. It's not exactly equivalent to kotza, that's for sure. Okay. The in the Rishami there are different girsos as to. Whether Tlishas Tzemer Ben Ames is Gozes or not. That's part of, again, the Marit Al-Ghazi points out the different girsos. Okay. If everything has to be Chai, then the idea that this is for Balei Chaim, what Kotzer is the tool is a possibility. Otherwise, that is eliminated. However, given the cases that are the classic cases, there's still room to make another distinction. Again, what do they all have in common? Tzemer, Seyar, Tziparnayim, Kanav, Notza. What were they all in common?
They grow larger, black and fat.
Again, they grow.
If you leave them where they are, they're going to grow larger. And
okay, good. What else? That's true. Number one, they'll grow larger. Is that a factor in its own right, or is that symptomatic of something else? The what?
By the fish, we said that they don't grow. It's not their. I mean, that's where they live.
It's not
that that's where they grow.
Okay, these grow. Okay, but more than that, they grow as. Moshe?
They grow on animals.
They grow on as opposed to.
Part of animals?
Yeah. I mean, the classic cases of those are all cases of things, which I think what you meant, that's what I meant by being symptomatic. In other words, these are all things that are mechubarim laguf, and they're, you know, gedalim laguf, but it's possible to argue that they are not, you know, gidul haguf. A way to say this might be to say, you're cutting from, rather than cutting, you know, it. The question is, what about basar and or? Right. So basar and or are part of the, you know, they too grow with the body, but that we consider that to be part of the basar or atzamos. That's part of the, you know, that's the skeleton of the body. And I know the cells continue to grow, but the point is, we view that as the person, and then they're the appendages or the things that are, you know, growing as separate entities. Is gozes limited to those? The classic cases are cases of those. Yeah.
The daughter cells inside the structures.
Sorry?
The daughter cells inside these structures, so they're really very, very separate.
Yeah. No. No. I'm saying that what I was saying was, I know that the skin. And all of that, you know, is the skin regenerates. If you remove skin from someone, it'll regenerate. That grows too. But I mean, all of these are appendages. I meant on the skeletal part.
Oh.
Not on the appendage part. Right. So this is it possible that Gaziza is limited to these? Now, Gildel Ubar B'Neimo. Yeah. Sorry. It might be like Kotzer. Even then, it's possible that even if it's Chai, you could still ask the Ramban's question and still make the distinction. But in Kotzer, it's pretty clear that the malacha that you're doing is not to the karka or to the water, according to the Shami. It's always, you might even require sorech of that dabar. It's definitely focused on the dabar haniktzar. Whereas, even if you said that you need Chai, you might still say it's still, but it's the improvement of, it's the focus on the dabar hanishar, not the Dabra Nigzas. But certainly if one requires this ongoing organic growth, you know, at that stage, and the other one, you know, can be even after that's completed, then it certainly looks like they're not parallel malachas.
So I just wanted to say, we saw Rambam to be Chesed Aleph, perhaps?
Yeah.
And then it was about Tim, Shem, 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 Shem.
Right.
So there, so it's still physically connected.
Right. So I think we said in the Rambam for that reason, that Dafka, according to the Rambam, the real issue in Kotzer is Akira Mimachubar Mimachum Gidulo, even if there's no Yanika.
Right. So
oh, so he's saying according to the Rambam, if you hold that way, no one else pretty much. I mean, the other Rishonim were saying if it was Yavesh Lagamri. It could be because they held this on Maisa Katsira, but right. Yeah. The same coin to the Rambam, so you might say something similar in Gozes, even Lacharmosa. Could be. Something to look at. Let me raise another question. That's a good point. Yeah.
The fingernails and the ear do continue to grow after the body dies. For a while.
For a while.
So it may still be considered maybe to grow.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. That's because it's still, there's still, you know, it's in the pipeline, you know, still. But then, of course, it'll stop. Right. So you're saying that they should depend on the timing also. But it could have been this severing at that point will make a difference? Yeah.
It's a lot. Could it further grow?
Yeah.
Continue to grow.
Even after it's severed?
Yeah.
Not just after the body dies. No. That I think not.
It's not growing from here, it's growing from at the root of it. If we take the whole root out, it would stop growing.
It would stop growing.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I'm saying
if you cut the... it could be that the criterion isn't whether the... You're right, I mean, you're right, you have a very good point. Is it whether the animal is dead or whether or not the katsira, the gaziza at that point, affects the growth? That could be an important nafkamina. In other words, I could see arguing on both levels. I could see making the chilukim. Either if the host is no longer alive, so there's no gaziza, or as long as there continues to be residual growth, and you cut that off, that too is gaziza.
But you're telling it that it's gaziza, you're telling it just on top of it.
Sorry?
When you cut the minion out there,
right, so that might be the difference. You're suggesting that if it still grows, there's still a point it's going to grow for another few hours, let's say. So then cutting it off in a way that impedes that growth would be considered significant. So it depends how you cut it off, possibly. Right. In other words, Ellie's making the point that the issue isn't only, we talk about mace and kine, isn't only whether the animal is mace. That's one issue. And then the second question is there still growth, and are you cutting off that growth? It might be the impact of stopping the growth that is part of the shame gaziza. Okay, very good. Even if gaziza applies to akramisa, let me raise another question. Does there have to be tziruv to the zman shehu chai? Which, I mean, going back to what I said about netilas neshama before. In some cases, you know, when something alive no longer is living, so then, we look at it almost as a different chafetz. When you have an animal and it's shchuta, so you know it used to be an animal, and now it's basar. Other times it's still tziru. If you still see the continuity, it could be that it depends on the tzura. It could be lifnei shchita lachar shchita. Is it possible that there could be gaziza lachar misa, but only as long as it's mitzura to the behema shechai, or the baal chai, as long as it's considered to be from a baal chai, or what was a baal chai? And how do you measure that? For example, the discussion in Shulchan Aruch, let's say you're wearing a leather car, a coat, a coat from an animal that has hairs, and you pick off the hairs, right? So of course, there's no longer any growth. The animal's no longer alive. According to the Ramban, and the Rambam will hold that this gaziza lachar misa, how far does that go? Right, so Eli was making the point, well, you know, it's one thing to say the animal's, one point of cut off is the animal is no longer alive, period. And I think he's right, that's one point. And then he's saying, however, it could also be that there continues to be growth afterwards. And then there could be, you could say two things. As long as there continues to be some residual growth, so in the Dabar Zed's gaziza all the way. Or it's only gaziza if it affects that residual growth. That depends how you cut it off. Now we're taking it a step further and we're saying, and even if there's no growth and no impact because it's lachar misa, but still maybe as long as the baal chai has a certain tzura, you can see that this was a baal chai, so it's still considered gaziza. But, you know, at a point when what used to be the animal is completely transformed, you say that's not gaziza anymore. Okay. So these are the questions, right? See, we're going to have to stop in a minute, but these are the questions that we have to ask. Even when it's chai, it might be different than kotzer. Even if it needs to be chai, maybe the reason that it needs to be chai is because otherwise it's not gaziza mibal chai. Not because it's the pisul chai yinika per se, but because this issue that I'm raising now, which is how far can you go and still consider a shame baal chai to be associated with this act of gaziza? Maybe the answer to that question is not very far. Only when it's living and breathing and you know, grunting and groaning and all the good things that animals do. Right? So, or no, that's because that's part of the machayev. In which case, again, we have to ask where we draw the line. So both extremes. That's one whole issue. And the other issue is the one I just mentioned before, and that is that even if it is live, is this different? It's not about cutting, or it's not about cutting up or dividing or separating from its, you know, a place of growth, its organic development, its makom gidulo, etc. Maybe it really is about cutting from, it's about appendages, specifically, as say, like the classic cases. So, dildel ubar b'me'imo is an interesting controversial case. I'll just mention the controversial cases quickly. So according to Tosfos in Bechoros, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos Reed, as we've already seen, they consider Dildel Umar B'Meimo to be Gaziza. It is Okadavar Megidulo in a way. Right? We discussed what it's not exactly like Seba. I'm not talking about Kotzer now. But it's not really like Seyar and Semer. Well, it is and it isn't. It's Mubdal and Mufrash from the mother. I don't want to get to the question of the Ubar Yerachimo. Maybe it's relevant, maybe it's not. It's hard to know. It's one of those things that, well, one could talk about it for a long time. Very enjoyably, I might say. But either way, it's not exactly Semer and Seyar and Tzipornayim, right, which were meant to grow as appendages, and they keep growing, right, and they regenerate and so on. This is something very different, obviously. On the other hand, again, it's not part of the Lekula Mechumra. It's different in both directions. So Ubar the Vimeimo is an interesting case. The Ramban and the Rambam think it's not Gozes. They think that it is Nitzilas Neshama. Again, because that eclipses it, or because it's just totally different? Again, for the Ramban, it's totally different because, again, you could have Geziza, even Lachar Nisa. For the Rambam too, you could have Geziza, Lachar Nisa. Anyways, Pashas HaSugya in Kuvzayinu Beis, as we discussed, is that it's Kotzer, that it's not Gozes. That could be because it's not like Tzipornayim and Tzemer and Seyar. If you want to really limit it to those classical cases of the Gemara, for the reasons that we discussed, appendages, the growth of appendages. So Ubar is more of an appendage, but it's also less of an appendage, especially as it's an Ubar. So it could be just it's not included. Is it Chaticha Min or Chaticha of? You know, it's really hard to say. But that's one case. Chatichas Yabeles is another interesting case. That's a sugya in Erevin, Kuvgim Lamed Aleph. Mar says that we're matir b'mikdash because only shvus maybe, avalob b'medina. Right, that's a question of kedarko, shalom kedarko. So what is chatichas yabelas? That's an interesting case. There's growth, right? And you know, its source, I guess, is from the skin. But it's omed l'ktsitsa, and it isn't part of the normal skin. So is that considered gozes or not? It's not tzipornayim, and it's not semer, and it's not seyar. You know, some uncontrolled growth of the, or unusual or unnatural growth from the or. So is that considered an appendage? A, it's unusual. Well, it's so unusual, but B, is that considered like an expansion of the or? Or is that like, or not. So Rashi in that sugya in Erevin, and the Rambam, and the Reim, and the Orzaruah, seem to think that Chatichas Yabeles is Geziza. The Rambam quotes in Perek Tes, in the context of Geziza. The Reim and the Orzaruah speak about it in Geziza. Rashi says explicitly it's Geziza. The Rashash in sugya in Erevin says that's not Geziza. It's Chovel. He says if that was Geziza, then Gila should be Gziza, which brings us to that point. The Sugyanav Kuv Baba Ben Aleph sounds like, Avi, what is Mila? What does it sound like Mila is, Bris Mila? Yeah, how do you know it? What? What about Kuv Bav? You're right, I just want you to bring up the point. Because the Gemara posted in context of that's the Gemara quotes in the context of Mekalka Mechovel Amavir, and those are the two rayas, Mila and Navar's Bas Kohen. Right? If you need Psukim to teach you those things, that proves that Chovel Amavir, and so on. So it sounds like the Sugya thinks that Mila, and what is Mila? Right, cutting off the orla, which is part of the skin, or is the foreskin. So is that the Gemara calls that Chovel? Now, you wouldn't have very good raya from the sugya if it was really also gozes. Because the Gemara says the fact that you need to prove that Mila Mizmana is Mutter B'Shabbos proves that otherwise it would be Atzer, even though it's Mekalka. And why should it be? Bekalfa bechovel the maver is chayiv. So, I'm sorry, Mekalkal is potter, and then it should be mutter anyway. Right, but if it was gozes, then that would be problematic. Indeed. The Shibu Kubetzas in Ksuvis, the Pehamid base, has a view that Mila is gozes. It's very problematic. But the simple pshat of the Gemara, like Avi said in Kubav, is that Mila is Kovel. Now, is it Omeid L'Ketzitza, the Orla? Again, the Orla, is it an appendage? It's not Semer, it's not Tziparnayin, that's for sure. On the other hand, it's connected to the Or, it's a growth from the Or. Again, does the old, Hashkafa / Halacha question come back to play? Is this something that is Omeid L'Ketzitza, something that is extraneous, that is Miutar, that is Omeid L'Ketzitza? Right? Or, on the contrary, it's like Adam is Chovel Biatzmo, he's, invading his own body, symbolically, to show his commitment to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we discussed a couple of times this year. There are different views in the Rishonim. Mal L'Taken Gamer, Mal L'Taken Mila. So, it's hard to know. But the Pashtus, it's Chovel, not Gozes. So what about Yabelas? Is that better or worse or the same? It's hard to know. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Let's analyze these cases and the various Rishonim that I gave you a look at tomorrow and try to do... We'll start 12:30. Let's try to finish off Gozes and, if we can, we'll try to finish Ma'amer as well. And then we'll have a day for Dosh. A day for Dosh. Okay. Thank you.